I'm Jesse Robertson from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and this is Alaska Voices, a place for communities to connect through conversation in order to build a better tomorrow for Alaskans and the world.
Originally, I grew up in Gakona, Alaska.
Tyonek.
Egypt.
Idaho.
Grand Part.
St. Lawrence Island.
St. Paul.
And I'm here with my student.
My science buddy.
My teacher.
My homie.
I'm his daughter.
My name's Uma Bhatt. I am 56 years old, and I'm talking to my partner here who was my former student and who has evolved into my collaborator and friend.
All right. Good morning. My name is Peter Bieniek. I'm 34 years old, and I'm here with my friend and colleague, and also I'm her former student, Uma Bhatt. I was one of those kids that was always into weather, and I grew up in, you know, in the Detroit area in Michigan in the Midwest, where we have pretty variable weather just from, you know, day to day. I think when I was little, my parents said I'd call them tomato warnings instead of tornado warnings. So
did you have a teacher that inspired you, a science teacher, or your parents, or it just happened?
It just kind of happened. For me, I was always watching the sky. I didn't really know anything about Alaska climate science when I first came up, just like meteorology did that. Like, I didn't really know much about meteorology, but then, you know, I started taking the classes.
Because you were originally not necessarily interested in climate.
Yeah, not originally at all. I was totally wanted to be a weather forecaster, one of those downstairs, you know, down here in this building with meteorology stuff.
What's the thing you enjoyed doing most about your research?
Well, especially early on, I really loved calculating stuff. But oddly enough, now I've decided that I'm starting to really grow to enjoy thinking about and planning science and writing proposals.
I know. Oh,
it's kind of, that's kind of an ironic thing.
That is ironic since I went to bed at 4:30 this morning because I'm working on a proposal.
Yeah, I know. And I know that's...
But it was actually fun.
Yeah, maybe we're a good fit then, actually. For this job. We enjoy it. That's really what I love about this business, is just that it's always about the kind of the dream and the ideas and the imagination.
Where do you see things going in the next few decades?
I definitely don't think we should stay in the status quo, perhaps, that we are. It would be nice if we came into some kind of renaissance where scientists can be scientists. I feel like we're always scrambling for funds these days, or at least that's a big part of it now. It would be nice if we could go back to the more of the philosophy again, maybe. And
kind of a time to imagine.
Time to imagine.
Yeah. I feel that a lot of younger people really don't want to be faculty and don't want to be scientists because they feel very fed up with the system. And I am actually really worried about that. Mm-hmm. Peter and I are working on a ton of different projects.
Yeah.
So right now we're trying to apply seasonal forecasts to predicting quantities that can be useful for fire managers. But seasonal forecasts are still in their infancy, so we're really struggling. It's a real challenge, but it's also very exciting to do some science that is very useful in the very short run. You found in one of the papers from your PhD was that vegetation was browning in southwestern Alaska, the tundra vegetation, and it's greening just about everywhere else throughout the Arctic. And having that opportunity to talk to local elders about what they've seen over their lifetime, one of the things you and I have enjoyed the most, being able to go back and tell them about the analysis that you'd done.
Oh, I agree. And especially since we literally didn't speak the same language.
Oh, because everything went through the translator.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and the elders gave us some ideas on what we could look at with the data. You know, I think it's actually fantastic that you've stayed here. Like, even if you had finished your PhD and left, I think we wouldn't have made all this headway that we've since you, in the last when did you graduate? 4 years ago?
Five years ago.
Yeah. In these 5 years, I think we've just made so much headway on a variety of different projects that just take a lot of time to do. And so anything that involves people just takes a lot more time, as opposed to, I think, the way science was, you know, more traditionally done, where you sat in your office and you did your work and you didn't really interact with other people except to talk about the science. So when IARC first started, and we had probably like 10 or 15 scientists, and we used to spend a lot of time when it looked like we weren't doing any work. Some of the most creative things came out of those interactions, and one of our Russian colleagues came back to visit us like 10 years later, and he said, you know, you guys are so busy with busy work that you guys don't have the time to imagine right now. And Igor Polyakov and I both said, yes, you're right. You know, I solve a lot of my research problems when I'm doing these other things, right?
Usually it's not when you're sitting at the desk against a deadline, actually. It's when you're out doing something or
you have
listening to a song or whatever, you know.
Did you always do this? I feel like I didn't start doing this till I suddenly bought into, okay, I'm going to be a scientist and I'm throwing myself into it. I think once you commit, then your free time, you're actually thinking about these scientific issues.
Alaska Voices builds bridges by creating a space where community members, friends, policymakers, and scientists can share stories and place-based knowledge. This project was developed in partnership with StoryCorps and was funded by the Alaska Climate Adaptation Science Center. Additional funding was provided by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Chancellor through a generous gift from the Bentley Family Trust to the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Alaska Voices would not be possible without the help and efforts of an amazing group of people. Our producer and audio engineer is Kelsey Skonberg of Mossy Stone Media. Our podcast and outreach specialist is Mike DeLue. And our website designer is Carolyn Rosner. If you are interested in more conversations or information, please visit our website at alaskavoices.org.